This is the Unbreakable Mindset Podcast's Friday's Words of Inspiration. If you want to be successful at something and you want to see it through, there's got to be a real clear goal at the end of it. Otherwise, you just kind of exist and nothing's happening. You're just moving from one thing to the other without a clear end in sight. Now, there's certain things that I have been super clear on in my business. So my academy, for example, in terms of everything that I wanted it to be, which was for it to be accredited, which was for it to be a community, which was for it to have tools and techniques that the students would use them on themselves so that they would have a transformative mindset at the end of it. All of those things were key objectives in me achieving my goal of having my coaching academy. Now, had I not had those, and there's definitely been, like when I first became a coach, I just wanted to become a coach. I wanted to coach everyone on anything. And what it meant was that there was just this kind of woolly strategy. In fact, there wasn't a strategy. It was just like, let's have a website and hope for the best. And luckily over time, because I've stuck at it and I've never gave up, that I've been able to then really focus in on the detail of what my coaching program looks like, how I want my coaching practice to run, and therefore I get the desired outcomes. So say if you have a business or a goal, and the goal doesn't necessarily have to be a business goal, it could be a personal one. You've really got to get clear on what those outcomes are that you're trying to achieve. Otherwise, you will get distracted, or you'll even get disheartened. You'll get disheartened because things aren't moving as quickly, or you can't see that clear vision. And if we don't have the clear vision at the end of it, then we're not really aiming for anything. So we will get distracted and then nothing changes. I was working with a client the other day, and the thing that they're working towards is amazing. And I am really excited about it, but they're not as excited. So nothing's really happening. So the one thing we're working on with them is to get them super excited about the outcome. Like, why do you want to do this? What is it going to mean to you when you do it? Because the distance between where they are now and where they want to get to, there's some pain involved because you've got to step outside your comfort zone. And if you're not really clear on the end goal and how exciting that's going to be, when you come across teeny tiny little barriers, and we all do, because when we're stepping outside your comfort zone, there's going to be things that are going to be a bit tricky because we've never done them before. But if you've got that end goal and it's really clear and you're excited about it, you will figure out how to get over those hurdles. If you're not super excited about the outcome, the hurdles will feel so much that you'll just walk off. It's like somebody put a wall up and you couldn't be bothered to find the door, so you just walked off and did something else. Whereas if you just kind of step back and go, come on, what am I actually trying to achieve? Why do I want this? How exciting is it going to be when I get this outcome? You know, we talk about this when we talk about manifestation. It's getting excited about the outcome. And sometimes we just need that million-dollar action that we've talked about in the past of just stepping out of where you are now to figure out where you want to get to. And see it as a fun little exercise, something where you brainstorm and you put the end goal on the middle of the bit of paper and then pull little lines off that little idea as to why it's going to feel so good and what it'll look like and the possibilities when you get there and all of those lovely things. That will get you excited about the goal and get you back on track. But remember, if you do nothing about that and you don't, and that is like a 5-minute task, just to refocus. And businesses have to do it all the time because economy changes, the climate changes, the customer changes, customer preferences changes. You've got to be able to step back and go, right, what are we aiming to and where do we need to redirect focus? But if you're not doing that, remember, nothing happens. So start getting excited about your goals again. Think about the outcome and how amazing it's going to be. And then start to get really clear on some objectives for yourself. And I promise you, success comes when you are so focused on your goal that everything that comes up in between that, you problem solve your way through it. And you will absolutely achieve the thing that you want to achieve. But focus is really key. And if you know you've lost focus, take 5 minutes out of your day and just have a little reset and start to brainstorm again and get creative and get excited about it. Thank you for listening to the Unbreakable Mindset Podcast. If you have a desire to become a mindset coach, then please do visit our website at judontcoaching.co.uk. You will find all the information that you need to know, as well as being able to book in a call and have all your questions answered.